Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Because some of the reason this is Rachik Mimenu, Omer of Leose Ein Ra. Ke Ein Ra is the Rachik Mimenu be Yose, ki behef Ein Polai Polosso, Nose Ein Ra Bacha. So the reason for why that's the worst is because of the speed with which it accomplishes the Ra. The Heref Ein is always instead of something being very, very quickly, and this is something which accomplishes its bad. Whenever Chazal wanted to describe something that happened instantly, the word is nafneinov, and nafig al shatzamas, nafneinov, this. Well, the fikos is amida is efshalak is barah, like achroish is rachmeno adam. So this is something which is very, very motzi, and so if a person wants to misrach from something that gets in most trouble, this being in most trouble. The Sula said, ki amida ra zeis mevias adam lekina lesinu kamabeyes, the midah also brings in a lot of other bad midas, and therefore person is misrachik. I want to explain a little bit, I guess, the hair a little bit, the nekudim, because it seems like two or three nyanim that are going to be mixed in the musik of Ayin Ra. Let's maybe just see one more piece. The next few shuras, then we'll figure it out. Yesh makshim. If you're talking about Ayin Ra, not in the sense of like Ayin Ra b'shalachirim, that he's a kamtzen, he's a miser, he's whatever it is. But it means Ayin Hara, that we use colloquial Ayin Hara, people that can look at it and look at it, something like that happens. Meshatim tzahabi mazikin b'riya shalachim. You know, anyone who's mazik with their riya. In King Kosha, kimish will be teva kach, v'sheikha chokah. I mean, if this is sort of a power that somebody has, you know, that he looks at something and something bad happens to it, it's almost as if to be a teva, like somebody who's infectious, so it doesn't seem to be a mita. So why would we say it's misrafik from it? The kursha shal kulumhi, afal gav shul b'teva. Hainu we make to nefesh ra. The nefesh ra mazik the teva. And the loyoy nefesh ra, for you maglas molotoiv, the safe yusa teva ra zeis minayin. And ki nefesh ra shaloi husha mafik a teva. The machakach magia hezik meinoi, the nikabar mida ayin ra. Kabal ayin ra salim in nefesh ra, kwa shamayno kwa in nefesh ra. So, the moral is saying here really to Nakuda that unravels both and so on. The Ayin Ra in the sense of a person that is Einoi Tsar B'Shal Acherim, and Ayin Hara in the woozy stuff that the old ladies always say, Kein Ayin Hara, is one and the same Sherish, and it works like this. We find different places that Akash Baruch Hu, that a person can't say Maidim Maidim because he's Oisek Kina B'Maisa Breishis. He creates Kina B'Maisa Breishis. Kadosh Baruch Hu created Adam L'Yanim Tachtainim. There shouldn't be Kina from L'Yanim Tachtainim because he has 3 days, he has 3 days. There is a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a Metzius of Gvulas, that every Niver has its entitled Gvulas. Part of the very, very basic mitzvah is that two things can't exist in one. And if two things happen to exist in one place, then one is being matchik, the ragli of the other one. And if one gets pushed out, if you can't have two things in one place, so whichever is tougher, more stubborn, or whichever one is shalibim koimai, whichever one is not in its place, tends to get pushed out. If you can give, let's take a marshal from a goof. If you put in a pin into the goof or something, it's there, but the goof rejects it. The goof pushes it out. In history, you find countless of times very, very powerful countries conquered other 10 years, it took 50 years, it took 100 years, they were pushed out because it's not their makom. And remember, the Havas Chutzkiyim, Ban Chalayin Goyim is Yasek Gvulos Amim. It's a chayik in the world that everything has its gvulos, and it can't overstep its gvulos. Ein Malchus Negas the Malchus Havet Afilu Moli Nima. And things don't infringe on other things. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria. If you mar the kinner, you create situations where you are imbalancing it. You're saying, "L'mashal ken tzipri yagir achmecha." You're favoring one over the other, and that creates an automatic tension. Okay, it's an automatic issue. That's the union of the kinner and the mitzvah issues and so on. When a person has an ayin ra, so the word is, he's a tsar ayin. A tsar ayin means his eye perceives himself as being pushed, constrained. The muscle, I put out, I take a loaf of bread and I cut it up. So I get ahead and I have the loaf of bread, and this loaf of bread I need to eat, and it belongs to me, and it should be eaten by me. With that mole, aniyim start happy. This one takes a slice, but this one takes a slice, but this one takes a slice. I begin to see my slice of the pie, so to speak, shrinking. And I'm being pushed out of the realm that is rightfully mine. Somebody else builds a very, very nice house. His business is doing well, and he builds himself a very shiny house. I feel that house threatens me. My house all of a sudden became very small, insignificant, and cramped. And that person was very mixed. His house, so my tsaros is their herd as being that tsaros is their herd, that house is their herd as being meitzer, my chelik. That's the, that is the deher of tsar. So the ayin hara that is created is the reaction. So just like any time anything the bria gets cramped in and pushed in it springs back and pushes one out. If my deher is that thing is stirring me, then it creates ayin hara. If I would go by somebody's house and his wealth would not in any way be a shter to me, I would not be giving an ayin hara. L'mashal, let's say I have a house that's even nicer. So I can't give an ayin hara to the house of the other person. So ayin hara in the sense of the one that does the damages, and ayin hara in the sense of a tsaris ayin and a cheap person and a stingy person is the same. But it's both, Sarasani says, if his nefesh wouldn't be ra, then his ayin would be ra, because there wouldn't be the venom in the ayin that was haste. He's not letting me live. He's being rid of me. He's made a standard of living that's impossible for me to keep up to. He's, the money that he's making is coming on my cheshbon, really. So that's why ayin hara, in this sense, of damaging and hurting others is a direct lada of the ayin rather than like the tsaras ayin, and therefore it's up to the person to change. If the person wouldn't be such a ra ayin, he wouldn't give an ayin hara. Rav Yishoy Mechavaraz. So in a certain sense, he's typhus the entire person, because this is the meeting point with the bria is at the eye. So badness starts at that level. When I take a look at something and I see somebody has, is my machshava I don't, or is my machshava very nice? And that's why he held that. That's why Rabbi Yehuda said that that's the first one. Rabbi Yeshua says chavara, who hamida, where's hamida shezach lemalo, which is chavar toiv. Kibala mida zeskashu chavara, who mazik lechaveru at the eitzera. He's mazik the other one with the eitzera. Well, we call it shkeishesh by ayin hara. I want to explain this a little bit. I mean, before when he spoke, but you need to be that. And the Yisa Tov Midas Chava Tov is a Shachava Tov Yas Hab Tov Chavrasa Elo Batzosei Kimoy Derech Chaveh Shem Chaveh Beit Ez Elo Zeh. That's what he said before. So the mile of the Chava is that the Chaverim give him good eitzes. So it's a little bit shvelach. First of all, I thought we go to Berlin faces. I didn't know we go to Chaver faces. What's this? The eitzes Chaver? I go to Pikeach. Sometimes I have a Chava who's a particular Pikeach, so I ask him. Sometimes I have a Chava who's not. I might schmooze him about what's going on, and I might actually, I would tell him Stamos good Chava. You tell good Chaver, you tell personal things. But what's the Indian over here of Chava Toiv giving him Eitzah specifically? I mean, before it was a little bit less important. Here, Mamish, he says that he's going to. So I think the Pshat's a little bit. It says the Moshe by Eleni Mamre that, because he gave an Eitzah. It also asks, he went to Mamre to get an Eitzah. Akash Baruch told him, what's the Pshat? He got an Eitzah from Mamre. So I think the Pshat is like this. The Rambam says that a person is mushba from a sviva. In other words, a rav to a talmud works through, he teaches him. Or if you ask him, you get an answer, and you ask him what to do, and he says to do this, or you ask him what's the right thing to do, and he tells you. Those are all gedarim of hashpa from the mala lamata. Chaveirim amashpia mikoyach de metzias. A person wants the shalduch to the chaverim to get their respect and so on. I mean, one of the klolim is about dealing with kids at a certain age. When kids are teenagers, they resist terribly the hatafas musar of the people on top of them, and they are tremendously nisrashim from chaverim, from chevra. All the teenagers at Pe'echot say, we don't want to be like anybody else. What they mean to say is, we want to be like everyone else. We want to be like every other teenager who's not like every adult. But the Seyd Mesherish is to want to be like others. It's a very, very important chelek of it. Chavashaft and chevra for children, for especially teenagers, is a very big chevra. Most people in yeshivas, the Rosh Hashiva can set the pace of the yeshiva, to developing bachim and so on, but at the end, the mashpi on the bachim is on the bachim. So the eitzah we're talking about here is not the eitzah where you sit down and say, I have a weighty problem, I'm not sure what I should do, and he says, and he tells you do this or that, the other thing. It means there's a sort of a sense, if everyone thinks this is the right thing to do, then you think it's the right thing to do. It's possible to have. So a chavara is somebody that gives off an eitzera. In other words, he doesn't have to sit down and tell him draveres, but he's mashpi on the person. Like, this is the right thing to do. This is a normal thing to do, and so on. Why is there a eitzera koyin or eitzera shekain shachra? Kashchenim aroy madigun zep kamadvam. Hashem Gurm Hezek Vishchadim Maseyim. The world, in the Rambam, there's Chilcha Shcheinim. There is a special mazik, there's a special makom of friction between Shcheinim. Chilcha Shcheinim in Halacha, in the Rambam, and in the Sefer Tov Basra, deals with the situations that Shcheinim, because they are Shcheinim, are mazik each other. So the fact that the kibbutz between two people can become a sheresh for hezek. Yashen lo mazik zeh kam zeh shem kol hezek kosherim yaseh. The koshkei shumat be dibu, kmo yesh sechav shemayt etzur lechaveroi, shezeh sechavera. The koshkei shumat be beinay. So shachin ra because he's in physical, because he's in physical proximity with the other person, is the neila goyim ra to him. Vayta Pshimin HaLevin Rishamin. Ki Yosim HaKoil, Kashe Yifal Ra, Lemish Asimoy Taiva. Umeshalam Leiroa, Lehafkma Moinoi, Vezei Yosim Ra. When somebody does Ra for somebody who did Taiv, in other words, he's, let's see his words out. Behine. So the first option is Leiva Veina Mishalom is the biggest Veina Reis HaNoilad. I mean, it was clear to him that that's what should be happening, and it'll happen. Shei Perash Reis HaNoilad Hu B'Shavul Zeh Hu Toi V'Goy Mechetzel L'Chaveri Shei Yedea Kedova Zeh Oymed L'Tashlo V'Zeh Hefech Zeh Shehu Rosh Veina Mishalom V'Noel Delos L'Fonav Pam Acher. So he speaks from a very interesting point of view. He says, the person who's a Leiva Rosh Veina Mishalom is creating a situation with his, you know, what's happening here? He's he borrowed $1,000, he then doesn't pay it back, and he kind of downbeat, he feels he gained $1,000. The truth is he lost $10,000, which could have been the halvara next time. So he says over here that the Leiva Rosh Veina Mishalom is a bigger hezek. Where does it go on the same continuum as the one before? I mean, none of the other ones with Echshehu sort of one line of the halachin. I think he means that the hashpah of Ra is hashpah la'asid also. The other times, in the other cases, the hashpah is limited to the present. I'm doing Ra to you this way, I'm doing Ra to you this way, and so on and so forth. But a matziv where I'm creating Ra for tomorrow, that's specifically shayach in this mahalak of Ein Ra'es HaNoilad. So I'm setting up a situation for ill will, which will create Ra tomorrow or the day after. Let's learn about Lema Levra, Shabakal Mida Ra, Zoyskashu Levra, Nichlu Kola Mida Sarasa Shabiskul of Beze, Shupoya La Koil. Nichlosha Mech Mazaket, Bichlau Dvor of Difrecha. Vechena Yipir Shamayma, Zenochu, Vitorotsu Hashelis. The leiv that he speaks about over here, the leiv chayv and the leiv ra, I think it means the following. That's why he calls it the sheirish. We commonly call leiv chayv just somebody who's a giving person, if he's get a favor from him, and leiv ra is like somebody it's hard to get a favor from. I think that's a deeper connection to it a little bit. The word leiv, let's give an example. Person, you have two people in a situation. I'm in a room. I want to smoke. And there's a person in the room and the other person in the room doesn't like smoke. We're both the same yachsanim. It's both of us are in a place that belongs to neither of us. It's chot hashutfim, it's chot sotet. Not trying to say, like, whatever it is. Now, how do I deal with that? There are two ways to go with it. One I could say is, I don't like to create ill will. If I smoke now, this person is going to feel not comfortable. It might even create friction. I like it when people get along, are happy with each other, don't have tightness to each other. There's a second mahalach where a person says, I don't like it when people step over me. I am what I am. I want to smoke. He doesn't have more of a right than me. He can't stand smoke. It's his problem. Let him go to a doctor and find a cure for it. It's his problem, not my problem. And I'm not going to let myself be put down. There's two attitudes. There's a serious sticker attitude. One person likes type. He likes it when people are happy. He likes it when people are pleased with each other. And the person is an olive tov. He likes it when things are giving. The other person does not like it. And the male, everything else will come out of it because if I like Toiv, then all I need to hear the eighth is, how will other people be nana, how will it go, and I'll do it. If I don't like Toiv, then it's just not going to go. It's very interesting how people, when they have a certain attitude in life, they don't. It was somebody that spoke to me about a family issue. His parents are very, very tough people. I mean, I think they mean well, but they're very strong people, very strong-willed people. And the math in the family is so bad in that Nakuda that one of the children, one of the daughters, does not talk to parents. You know, she's married, she has children, does not invite to any simchas, does not bring her children, completely cut herself off from the parents. Very, very, very difficult situation. Not. Another sibling got engaged. And an issue rose up where, for the other mechutanim, it's more comfortable matzav X. For them, matzav Y is more comfortable. It's in terms of observances and practices and things of that nature. And the same father said, and he's hosting the varat, the engagement, the tnaim, whatever it is. And normally, when you're a host, you kind of accommodate the person you're bringing in. He decided he's not going to accommodate him. And despite the fact that Yasha says that he can live with the other person's chumras, but the other person can't live with his kulas. So it's not going to be a chumra and kula issue. And there's the head in Nati Kuva, for both sides of the halacha, it's Nati Kuva, but the host is the maker, and he says, this is how you do it. I think the other people are dead wrong. I think that they're no way. It might even threaten the stability of the shidduch. But no, I'm a man of principle, and I think this is all full of hogwash, these new chumras, and I'm not going to go ahead with it. So you ask yourself, you've killed. If a person can make a choice, a person's choice can be, I want to do things the way I want to do it. And if other people don't like it, it's their problem. But you realize it's your problem. You realize that you've lost a child because of that. And the person doesn't have the daft. The person has to be a very bright person, actually. Doesn't have the daft. But in his mind, in most people, when you push against the wall, would you like everybody to be enemy, or would you like to be mevata things you want? A good person says, you know what? I'd like for people to be happy with me, and I like to be happy with people. Other people have a different nature, and that's the difference between leiv tov and leiv ra. If the person has rutzen for tov, he wants things to go well and to be. There's same spice that's all over the in Kskver, they have a lot of minhagim that they're terribly makbid. They call them kpedis, the Turkish wool and the shtivol and this and that. Everything goes with. They're very, very kanoistic on keeping the chumras. So when they were mishtarach with the vision, it's the delegations of both rebbes met to work out all the details and so on and so forth. So the Skver delegation put down all the kpedas they have. They have a kpeda for this, kpeda for this. Fine, they said. So the vision says agreed. Fine. Then they asked the vision says, and what are your kpedas? So he said, our Rebbe is makpid that other people shouldn't have kpedas. That's his kpeda. But it's an attitude. And that is the leiv toiv. Leiv ra. Is the leiv want toiv or does the leiv want ra? It's not, it's, and if a person wants ra, you're going to have to convince them every nekuda. This is an issa, this is chayev, this is a din, this is, there's no mahalach to do it right. If a person's leiv toiv, he wants people to be happy, people to be good. He likes when there's toiv in the world, and then he gravitates towards that. Vakoru to say that. Ki tchilo zecha midat ha mishifu ba'ayim, because that's the most immediate midah. Which is a shachin. So he's going to more concrete things. Leave Toiv. Shemitiv lacha afim mafsid dover. A leif tov means a person has just good ratzon. I was once listening to, I guess, a tape. There was a piece on a tape, a little bit of a private conversation. It was a tape of Reb Nachum Sher. And before the Sher, Reb Nachum was already sick. He needed to be taken in a wheelchair from place to place. And there were two people, the Munna, on the two Kravim of Reb Nachum, the Munna, on bringing him to Sher. One day him, one day him. One of them was a Shlomazel. But he didn't know how to do it well. The other one was a more Pashit Tzuglas, and he also was much more capable. So you hear on the tape that this person wheeling him over to the table is really not effective, and he's banging him or whatever. I don't know what he's saying. And Reb Nachum told him, the difference between you and the other person is that you mechav l'shem mitzvah, and the other person thought this is a good person and wants to help people. It was quite a sharp beatry, but a person with a lifetime means he enjoys things that are good. He enjoys when matzav ma pleasant. He enjoys when people are benichusa each with each other and so on. The zerba lifetime should native la'acha afu mafsid davar. V'chein amida rosh ezochat kol echad v'echad. Zerba l'chaisal sholfanav v'yobe karoyu haloi v'ein ha'mashalim. V'kak yesh afayr shimon abon v'afayr shimon ha'chom api ha'svar v'omira. So until now, he spoke about, you know, in other words, if we were learning up Chazal, this is their observation of what things are good, and this is something that is, the word Sfar and Umdun, the way he uses here, let's just give, I guess, a marshal for it. You have two types of controls on appliances. You have what's called analog and digital. Analog is coming, it's becoming less and less, but almost when you have a dial on a regular radio, it's a little bit, you dial and it gets a little stronger, and it's a little weaker. You turn up the dial for sound, it's a little stronger, a little less stronger, and you have an infinite amount of combinations of how strong and how weak. Digital is like they have the new, everything new, like the sound, you see on the screen 1, 2, 3, 4, how much volume. You see the station, you see it's 90.4, 90.6. There's no erich. It's very, very specific. When you deal with Hanhag Yisraelim, the world of Musar and so on, you're talking about general things. You can never make an exact statement and say that Ayin Ra is worse than Shachin Ra is worse than this worse than that. It can't be quantified and put into very exact terms. If you look at the world, you see a lot, and you say to yourself, the Derech Klal, this is worse than this, and the reason because of this, and so on. The next explanation is going to be a matched-up version of point-to-point. There are exactly X amount of kaychas, and each one matches up to one of these tchunis, and it could not have been more or less, because each one touches another nekuda. So umdana and ashara is a kind of, when you're dealing with general kalalim of hanhagis, na'ilam, and so on, they're always going to be umdanas, because that's the very nature of these things. Mashenkin, when you deal with very specific nekudas, k'neged chalke and aguf, chalke and hasham, and so on, you have to be dealing with very specific things, and it's not umdana, so, but that's what he calls apichachma. Chachma meaning it's an exact science. It's points, k'neged points. Any questions?
So just back to the Indian of Ayin Hara, what exactly is the sherish of the koyach that the kind of the mazik has to poil? I mean, we're talking about a mazik that's a poshta tarayin and the baal nefesh ra. How does it work?
It definitely works shalekidach hateva. But the nature of it, in other words, what is happening shalekidach? It's not the pshat is 1 out of 100 people has this zap button where you zap the person. It's the feeling of being hurt, slighted, constrained by the other person that creates that mahalach.
And the Sabbath, is it a pshat that there's a nekudah of emes in what he's feeling so to has some kind of kiyum, or is there any grain of truth in it? Is the whole thing a sheker and it works after all pikein?
What do you mean? Is sheker whether it works?
No. This person feels I walk past that neighbor's house and I feel overage.
If I measure, if I hear that the possessions of the world are not kotzer by Kodesh Baruch Hu, but whoever is smarter gets a lot more, then certainly if you got, then I didn't get. You're taking it you're taking from me. You're taking more than your fair share. You're doing more business than I'm doing and taking more money than I'm taking. That's the way you look at it.
Okay. Can I just ask one thing quickly?
Yes, sir.
If in the ratio of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yechim and Zaki said, what's the derech teva? And now in the Sefer, he's asking them, what's the derech ra, and so on, and they're all saying the flip side, and even the, Leva Vena Mishalim is also the flip side. I'm saying, what exactly is the necessity to ask this question? Why is it not moving the Elav?
The truth is, it doesn't have to be like that everything has a flip side that is bad necessarily. In other words, I could say studying for your tests helps you get ahead in life. But the last ask, if a person doesn't study, he might make his money in other places. That things are opposites, it's a chidush. It's not so pashit. It's not that a little bit of I guess you could say not like that. You could say that the chelak ha'toiv, not learning is disastrous, but learning in itself is not always the entire, doesn't accomplish it entirely itself either. So a person could have said that the tzad hara of these things does not take you down as in the same way that the Tzaratay brings you up.
Right.
Okay.
Good Shabbat.